Volunteer Voice, Summer 2024. This is the volunteer newsletter of the Macular Society, Beating Macular Disease. At the top of the front page is a lovely picture of members enjoying the Lurgan Art Therapy Support Group. And then a note from the chief executive. With sunny weather back on the agenda, it's great to see so many brilliant volunteers like you springing into action. Whether it's organising fun day trips for your support group, calling up someone in need of a friendly ear, or sharing your tips and tricks for using technology, your energy is remarkable. Thank you for brightening up the days of people affected by macular disease and sharing your time, wisdom, and care with those who need it. Sadly, I'll soon be retiring, but before I go, please know how incredibly proud I am of each and every one of our amazing volunteers. Thank you for everything you do. It's always a pleasure to highlight your wonderful work. Inside this issue, I'm pleased to share some fantastic ways support groups around the UK are trying new things to engage their members, and how, as volunteers, you can access more support from us. I hope you enjoy your magazine and have a splendid summer. And that's signed by Kathy Yelf, Chief Executive. Page 2. We're here for you. We're very grateful for everything you do to support people affected by macular disease and want to help you grow your skills and confidence in your role. How can you learn from other volunteers? Ask your volunteer manager if there are regular volunteer calls or opportunities in your area where you can share tips and ideas and support. How can you grow your group numbers? Do you help run a local support group? You can reach out to your regional manager for suggestions or visit nearby groups to swap ideas. And where can you find support if you need it? Well, at the end of this recording, you'll find a list of handy contact details for teams and individuals that can help you and can answer any questions you may have. Don't forget, if you're affected personally by macular disease, you can also access our services like befriending, connect by tech, and counselling. Call the helpline on 03003030111 to find out more. That's 03003030111. Page 3. And here is Joyce's experience. I try to make sure everyone feels listened to, she says. Joyce, 97, is the dedicated group leader of our Bears Den and Milguy support group in Scotland. Since taking on her role only 2 years ago, group numbers have grown steadily, and Joyce has been praised for taking members' feedback on board to create a varied schedule of meetups. We asked Joyce for her advice on how to keep group members engaged. She said, "We meet 9 times in the year, and I try to have 7 speakers on totally different subjects. I try to get them together to tell me what they would really like to do and what things have been of interest to them over the past year and what things were not interesting for them. I try to make sure everyone feels welcome and listened to. That's really important," she added. In recent months, activities have included a representative from Deafblind Scotland talking about the challenges of dual sensory loss, a gadget guide demonstrating handy equipment for the visually impaired, and a professor from Edinburgh University sharing latest research findings. In June, Joyce has planned her first group day trip, hiring a coach to Loch Lomond. Well, here's to a dry day with plenty of sunshine for you all. And at the bottom of this page, there's a beautiful picture of Loch Lomond and all the scenery surrounding it. Page 4. So, over to you. Across the UK, dedicated volunteers like you are going the extra mile to keep our support groups going strong. Here are some great examples that you've shared. First, phone friends. During the pandemic, many support groups switched from face-to-face to telephone meetings. The Hastings and Rother group in East Sussex were one of these groups, and they've continued to meet on the phone due to difficulties in arranging transport and other issues. However, group members love meeting over the phone, and have regular speakers from local and national organisations. And they all say how much they enjoy their monthly catch-ups. Then teamwork makes the dream work. In Wales, many of our group members have been taking on smaller volunteer roles to put less pressure on volunteers and get more people involved in the running of groups. Senior Regional Manager for South Wales, Adele, explained, "It seems to have worked really well. Most people are happy to do something, but they might not want a big role. Maybe somebody keeps the money, somebody else would buy the tea and coffee. There are lots of different roles." That was the idea, to get people out of the house, give them a purpose, and make them feel more involved, she said. Our services in Wales are kindly supported by funding from the National Lottery Community Fund, the Welsh Government Connected Communities Loneliness and Social Isolation Grant Fund, and Powys Association of Voluntary Organisations. Page 5. Express your creativity. In Northern Ireland, a new group has developed after the Lurgan support group members revealed to Senior Regional Manager for Northern Ireland, Emma, that they were missing taking part in creative hobbies such as art and sewing. Led by Emma, they've launched the Lurgan Art Therapy Support Group to allow people to enjoy some of the skills they used to take part in before their sight loss. At the first session, members made pictures using air-dry clay, and they're looking forward to the next meeting where they've suggested creating Christmas ornaments. Emma has also run a session at the New Town Arts Support Group and is happy to set up more local hobby groups in the area if there's a demand. If you're based in Northern Ireland and would like to start a hobby group, get in touch with Emma on emma.baxter@macularsociety.org or contact your local regional manager to discuss any opportunities in your area. And on this page, there are two lovely pictures of the Lurgan Art Therapy Group, all sitting round enjoying a cup of tea and a biscuit while working on their air-dry clay work. So tell us more. Do you have a story to share or an individual you'd like us to celebrate in Volunteer Voice? If so, speak to your regional manager or email editor@macularsociety.org. Page 6. Volunteer Updates. Join our training sessions. We're here to support you so you can have the best volunteering experience, and we're now updating our mandatory training for all volunteers to make it easier for you to attend. There are two training sessions that we're legally required to provide to both staff and volunteers. These are data protection and safeguarding. The sessions will take place predominantly on Zoom, where you can join in video call or be dialed in via conference call. You'll be sent details and a selection of dates and times for you to choose from. If you have any questions, please chat to Aisha, the volunteer manager, on 01264 601 041. That's 01264 601 041, or you can email aisha.khan@macularsociety.org. That's Aisha, A-A-I-S-H-A-H, .khan, K-H-A-N, @macularsociety.org. There's a note about understanding your privacy. We've recently made some changes to our privacy policy, which sets out what information we gather and keep about our members and supporters. You can read the updated policy at macularsociety.org/privacy and change how you hear from us at any time by calling 01264 350 551. That's 01264 350 551, or mailing info@macularsociety.org. And now save the date for the Macular Disease Conference 2024, entitled Hope for the Future. This year's Macular Disease Conference will take place on Saturday, the 14th of September, online. To find out more, visit macularsociety.org/conference. Page 7. Help is out there. Caroline Noel, Newport's support group leader, has recently been presented with a Platinum Volunteer Award for training over 100 people in skills for seeing. We caught up with Caroline to learn more about her volunteering highlights. So, what do you enjoy most about delivering skills for seeing training? Caroline says, "My first guinea pig was my dad, who had macular disease, and I helped him tell the time on the clock in his care home when he was in his mid-90s. I didn't expect it to work, but it did. There are so many things you can do, not necessarily to the same ability or standard, but there are techniques and adaptations you can try. Eccentric viewing won't work for everybody, but I hope people can gain something from the sessions. I can signpost them to other services like counselling or the helpline. There's so much out there, and I do like encouraging people to take the help, because the help is there." And why do you like volunteering for the Macular Society? Well, says Caroline, it's great because the Macular Society supports volunteers so well. You've got a regional manager, head office, and individuals specialising in different aspects. There's always somebody you can talk to, and lots of support, training, and rewards. To make a referral to Skills for Seeing, please call our Macular Society helpline on 0300 3030 111. That's 0300 3030 111. And finally, page 8, support for you. Making the most of your Macular Society volunteering. From role-specific development and training to updates and refreshers, we run volunteer sessions right across the UK and encourage you to attend. These are a great way to get together with fellow volunteers, to ask questions, to share experiences, and to make friends. Caroline, the Skills for Seeing volunteer, says, "I learn something new every time, and it's reassuring to know that I'm doing things right. The hints and tips are a good way to learn and share with others." So here are your key contacts. For all services and support-related inquiries, it's the helpline on 0300 3030 111. That's 0300 3030 111. For regional support or contact details for your regional manager, it's groups admin on 01264 560 259. That's 01264 560 259. For volunteering support, it's your volunteer manager, 01264 601 041. Volunteering manager is 01264 601 041. For information about fundraising and membership, you need supporter care. That's 01264 350 551. 01264 350 551. And for befriending queries, it's befriending on 01264 326 622. 01264 326 622. And finally, just to check that you've received this information in the correct format, to change your preferences or let us know if you no longer wish to receive volunteer voice, please visit macularsociety.org/VVPreference. Macular Society is the trading name of the Macular Disease Society, a charity registered in England and Wales, 100 1198, in Scotland, SCO 42015, and the Isle of Man, 1123. A company limited by guarantee, registered in England, number 2177039. Registered office, Macular Society, Crown Chambers, South Street, Andover, SP10 2BA.